Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of April the 29th through May the 3rd.
Hello Wildcats, this is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
And we're your Bethlehem's local news. This week we'll be talking about FBLA, the yearbook, and many more. Now on to our news. Here's Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, April the 26th. Thunderstorms with a high of 81 and a low of 60. Saturday, April the 27th. Sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 61. Sunday, April the 28th. Sunny with a high of 85 and a low of 61. Monday, April the 29th. Thunderstorms with a high of 87 and a low of 63.
This weather data was accurate as of Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. Okay, now on with our news.
FFA and FBLA will host their last steak dinner of the year on Friday, May 10th. Tickets are $13 each. All ticket money is due to Miss Hayford by Tuesday, May 7th.
The 2019 yearbook is on sale now for the final price of the year, $55. There are only 50 copies left, so don't wait to order. Seniors who purchased a recognition ad in the 2019 yearbook must have their final payment and all pictures turned in to Ms. Hayford by Friday, May 3rd. All seniors need to bring Ms. Hayford a senior candidate casual portrait by May 3rd also.
The culinary banquet will be April 29th. Food and drinks will be provided. Students can bring two guests.
Sadly, that's all the news we have for this week. This has been Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news. We hope you have an amazing weekend, Wildcats.
And up next, sports.
Goodbye.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're here to bring you the sports from around Bethlehem. First, we have baseball.
On April 25th, they have a doubleheader against Laurel Hill. April 30th, they play Graceville, and May 6th is the district games.
Next up, we have softball.
On April 16th, they played Central and lost 0-10. On April 17th, they played Paxton and lost 1-9. On April 19th, they played Poplar and won 7-1. And on April 22nd, they played Cottondale and won 7-4. Now for world sports.
In world sports, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Sixers have both won their series and have moved on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. The Bucks will play the Celtics, and the Sixers will play the Raptors. That's all the sports for this week, guys. I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And we'll see you guys next week.
This is Faith here with Fresh Perspective, and today I will be reading an essay called Soaring, an original piece that I have written myself. Let's get started. I'm soaring through the sky, and the feeling is incredible. The wind through my hair and the way the clouds look from above is breathtaking. When I'm up here in the sky, I feel as if the weight of the world below me will never get me. As long as I am soaring up here in the clouds of white and gray, I will never be sad or in pain. The sky is the limit for some, but for me, I feel as if I am with the sky itself. We are one with each other as we are in the air above the ground that makes a sound that is no longer peaceful to my ears. The only peaceful sound I hear is that of wind going by my ears and howling with joy that will last for many years. When the sun does set at the end of each day, I marvel at the beauty before me as the colors come together to make something beautiful. When the day finally ends, I look at the stars that cover the inky black sky that winks every few moments. I feel as if I am one with the stars in the sky that like to twinkle in my eyes every time I soar through the sky. I land on the ground after a long day in the sky, and I go to my house where I rest my head and dream about the sky that lays ahead. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
What's up, Wildcats, and welcome back to
Kids in the Hall!
And this week, we went around asking kids the sweet, sweet question of what their favorite candy is and why.
Let's get started.
Hi, I'm here with...
Clyde.
And Clyde, what is your favorite candy?
Hershey's.
Okay, why are Hershey's your favorite candy?
Because I like chocolate.
I do too. I really like chocolate. What other chocolates do you like? Do you like white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate? What's your favorite kind?
White chocolate.
Oh, yes, me too.
Hello, this is Faith here, and I'm here with...
Nisa.
Okay, Nisa, if you could have one candy bar for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Twix. It's because it has a variety of flavor, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm here with...
Brayson.
Okay, Brayson, and what's your favorite candy and why?
Jolly Rancher.
Okay, why are Jolly Ranchers your favorite candy?
Because they're hard.
What's your favorite flavor?
Grape.
Grape? Really? You are the first person I've ever met that chooses a grape Jolly Rancher over the rest.
Hello, this is Faith here, and I'm here with...
Morgan.
Okay, Morgan, what's your favorite candy and why?
Snickers.
Okay, what do you like most about Snickers?
The caramel.
Okay, thank you. Hello, this is Faith here, and I'm here with...
Alexis.
Okay, Alexis, what's your favorite candy?
Sour stuff.
Okay, what do you like most about sour stuff?
The way it tastes.
Okay, I like sour stuff too, so thank you.
Thanks, Wildcats, for tuning in for...
Kids in the Hall.
Tune in next week where we'll be asking what your favorite summer activity is.
Bye. Bye. Welcome back to
Funky Factoids
with Haley and Faith, and today's facts are about art supplies.
Although we call the writing part of a pencil the lead, it's actually made of graphite. In fact, the name of graphite comes from the Greek graphein, which means to write. The trusty pencil we know today was only made possible by the discovery of an unusually pure deposit of graphite in England in 1564. Artist pencils come in a range of hardness depending on how much clay it used to bind the graphite. Pencil drawing and sketching became popular in the 17th and 18th centuries. Although usually to make preliminary lines for pieces and other media, now many artists produce finished drawings solely from pencil.
Wow.
Ooh, I gotta breathe.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a mouthful. All right. Painting on easels was the obvious alternative to painting on walls. Easels are thought to have been used as early as ancient Egypt. The first written depiction of an easel was by Pliny the Elder in the 1st century. In the 13th century, easel painting became more popular than wall painting.
Well, yeah, I think it'd become more popular than wall painting.
Well, yeah, because, you know...
You can't study
do they,
walls.
Wait, do they paint on their house walls or just, like, walls they find and they're, like,
know.
Art?
But you can't really sell those unless someone's going to be like, oh, hey, this wall's pretty. Let me buy that and look at it every time I come past it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Ancestors of the pens we know today were the brush used by the Chinese for writing, reed pens used by the Egyptians, and quill pens or pens made of bird feathers. Metallic pens and pens with metallic nibs were developed in the mid-19th century. They didn't have a reservoir of ink in them, and had to be dipped in ink wells. Fountain pens, which don't have to be dipped in ink constantly, date to 1884. Ballpoint pens didn't come into vogue until the 1930s or 40s, and the soft tip pens we use today weren't commercially available until the 1960s. Most pen and ink drawings done the 20th century were produced with reeds or quills. Some famous artists that favored pens were Pablo Picasso, Henri Matisse, Rimbaudy, and Vincent van Gogh.
Well, we're all out of facts today, folks. Tune in next week for
Funky Factoids.
Also, you can find all of this interesting information at www.britannica.com. It's Lexi and
Alex here
with our segment, A Voyage Through History. Now let's get this voyage back on the path with.
April 29th in 1898, the first American cancer lab is established at the University of Buffalo. 1913, Gideon Sumback of Hoboken, New Jersey, patents the first modern festival.
April 30th, 1789, George Washington takes office as the first U.S. president. 1812, Louisiana becomes the 18th state.
May 1st, 1931, the 102-story Empire State Building is dedicated. 1963, Jim Whittaker becomes the first American to climb Mount Everest.
May 2nd, 1949, Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman
wins
Pulitzer Prize. 1965, the early bird satellite sends TV pictures across the Atlantic for the first time.
May 3rd, 1802, Washington, D.C. is incorporated as a city. 1921, West Virginia becomes the first state to impose a sales tax. By the way, you can find all of this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William Bennett and John Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into A Voyage Through History. But sadly, our voyage has come to a halt. See you next time.
All right, everyone, that's going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.